The Washington Examiner reporting that the Black Lives Matter organization is halting online fundraising after facing scrutiny for missing financial records. The California Department of Justice threatening to hold the foundation's leaders personally liable if they fail to disclose details of the $60 million in donations that it received in the next 2 months. Here now is Andrew Kerr, Washington Examiner investigative reporter. Incredible work, Andrew. What do you know right now about these developments?
Right. So Black Lives Matter is a public charity. That means that they have an obligation to disclose, you know, basic information about their finances to the public, information about their leadership, and, you know, information about where they actually reside. And Black Lives Matter has provided none of that information. Information on their 2020 finances, a year in which they closed out with $60 million in their bank accounts, is months late. We tried to go to their Los Angeles address, my colleague did, last week, and was told by a security guard that, you know, Black Lives Matter has never had an office here, and we constantly get packages that we have to for Black Lives Matter that we have to return back to sender. And their board members won't disclose who has been in charge of the charity for the past 8 months, when its former co-founder, or when its co-founder Patrice Cullors left the organization last May amid scrutiny over her own personal real estate purchases. She appointed two co-executive directors to lead the organization, but they quietly announced in September that we're not taking the job because we can't come to an agreement with Black Lives Matter.